The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero.
Nature is calling.
708-798-9700.
No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're all fired up for a great weekend. Sounds like the weather's going to be really good. You know, a little once in a while shower might through, but boy, you know, the cooler, it's starting to drop in temperature, which is only going to get all of Mother Nature active with the salmon in Lake Michigan, the bass in the smaller lakes, and everybody else. They're out there waiting for everybody to get excited. We're probably going to hear something from Captain Tony about the salmon, but really, you know, we're seeing doves and geese. It's nuisance, well, not nuisance, resident geese. I know, I keep forgetting. But, you know, there's teal flying through the area. We're seeing a lot more activity. I just still haven't seen a lot of monarch butterflies this year or hummingbirds in my backyard. That's kind of strange. And my backyard is like the buffet for both of them. But we'll see. Maybe they'll show up in, you know, sometime and say, hey, we forgot about Chauncey's house. But remember to tell your friends to tune into us and listen to us on either the ESPN Chicago app, or you can go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast. And you can hear today's show, or you can listen to one of the other podcasts that we have there and subscribe for free. Right after the show airs on ESPN, it's available as a podcast, and it's listened to literally all across the United States and Europe. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. But remember to like us at Facebook. It's Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's very, very, very important. Okay, a couple more things we need to talk back. Let's, you know, so you're sitting back, you're laying back. Just sit back, enjoy the phone. On this week's program, we're going to have Captain Tony sitting on the dock of the bay. Well, he's probably sitting on the dock at a couch or someplace. I don't know where. You don't want to be out on Lake Michigan this weekend. It sounds like it's really ugly this morning. But you know what? High waves and stuff like that, it'll be okay in a day or two. Then Tim Mondel from the Cook County Forest Preserves is going to talk about all the programs that we can enjoy early fall of the year. And, you know, when Tim comes on, he's telling us about programs for kids, for adults, for young adults, for couples, for older people, you know, like me. And, you know, it's really, there's a lot of things to do in the Forest Preserve. So listen up to Tim. Take out your little notepad. Make some notes. And then Don Kale, he's the Grassland Program Director. Wow, what a title. But he's responsible for the state of Illinois' pheasant, quail, and wabbit. I had to say it that way. Wabbit population. Where's the wabbit? And so we're going to talk to him about what that looks like for this fall hunting. And then we'll, of course, have the Aiden Fishing Report and more on the program today. But first, wait a minute. I hear the phone ringing. Oh, it is.
Hey, sitting on my couch all day, watching the wind blow away. Yep, oh, blow weekend here, Chauncey. You know, 7 to 10 is offshore, maybe bigger. You know, it's not nice to go out in that stuff. It's not safe to go out in that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's small craft advisories through late Saturday afternoon, probably maybe rolling into Monday, hopefully not. But, you know, Mother Nature, you know, she says, you're not going, you're not going.
That's it. She's in charge, you know.
Right, right. But otherwise, we've been running deep water. You know, I'm actually dumping in like at 90 and trolling out. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes we'll get some silvers, but lately they disappeared. Basically, 1 to 2 a trip, if that. But once you get out to like 140 beyond that, 190 to 200, there's lake trout. And that's what we're catching right now.
Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, as you said, you're catching an occasional, you know, coho, king and stuff. And it's all water dependent temperature-wise, isn't it?
Right, right. It's pretty warm down to 70 feet. And below that, it's cold. But, I haven't seen too many salmon caught. I mean, a week ago, yeah, we had like all different year classes. That was great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, they disappeared. I don't know what's happening in harbors. A couple guys actually called me to see if they were in the harbors. And as far as I know, not on this side yet. My buddy at Kenosha said they didn't see any. But I hear they're going into the rivers in on the Michigan side.
That's correct.
You know, so it's that time. That's when mm-hmm. they run in. You know, September is the time they stage and go right into their spawning mode.
Yeah. Now, Tony, if somebody wants to, everyone, Captain Tony's not going to take you out on that lake when it's not going to be a good day for you to enjoy it. It's not going to be a rough day to get knocked around the boat. And just because it's really, you need to have fun. And that's what he wants you to do when you go out there. What's the best way to get a hold of you to try to set up a charter that we can get a good day on?
Right. I got a few dates left here. Season's winding down. 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, please leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible. And if I'm offshore, I got bad cell phone signal out there.
That's right. He does. I can verify that. Well, Tony, thanks for coming on the show this morning and giving us our Lake Michigan report. And what do we all yell on Diamond Ghost?
Sit on the couch, relax, because you got a blow day.
Fish on. All right, Tony, take care.
All right, be safe out there, guys. Don't go fishing on this weekend. All right, bye.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on, fish on, fish on.
If you love hunting and fishing or want to get started doing more in the great outdoors, pick up a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is all about helping you enjoy the outdoors. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled, and I mean at bursting, with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it. Learn from local and regional experts. Monthly Mark Lake Maps, which will help you catch more fish. A must-have gear information page. Nature Notes. Full access to Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition and full access to digital archives of back issues. That's included with your Midwest Outdoors Inside Weekly Newsletter. There's so much more at Midwest Outdoors, you can even read it on the go on any online device. So subscribe to Midwest Outdoors online at MidwestOutdoors.com for only $19.95. That's MidwestOutdoors.com. Click on subscription and you too will be an outdoorsman in the know.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
One pike, two pike, three pike, four!
Let's hit the lake again and catch some more! My
name is this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Some call it a snake.
And you can find them in the rivers.
You can catch them in the lake.
If you ever grab a hold of one, your hands are gonna smell.
Yeah, and careful where you hold them, they're ferocious as hell.
They got a mouth like a gator.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On the phone with me, it's the first Saturday of the month. What does that mean? Mr. Tim Mondale is back from his adventures wherever they are in the world. Hey Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well. Can we start by recommending that taking a 5-, 4-, and 3-year-old to Tennessee for a 9.5 to 10-hour drive is a very risky thing by any parent?
Yeah, it is. You know, you wind up playing that, what's that game, I Spy?
Oh, we played it for many hours over many states. It was fun. Cool. But no, it was a good time. We enjoyed out there. The kids had a blast in the Smokies, seeing some black bears and wild turkey and a few other things. So, yeah.
What's happening in the forest preserves, my man, in Cook County?
A little bit of everything. The weather is, you know, fingers crossed, hopefully breaking a little bit and a little bit cooler now. Which, oddly enough, you'd think during the summertime we have more festivals and large-scale events, but I kind of feel like the fall time we do that, at least for the month of September and October. So let's start with this weekend.
Yeah.
Kind of work non-linear, a little Christopher Nolan style, work for the end, work for the middle. So this weekend, large-scale event up in Crabtree Nature Center from 11 to 3, if I remember correctly. That's going to be Art in Nature. In the Barrington region. This is an annual event that Jeff and Janice out Crabtree host with a plethora, as we love to use that word, of different vendors and partners. So they have art for sale. They have art making, whether you're 5 or 55. You can use art as, or excuse me, nature as a muse and walk around and take a look, come back and maybe do some watercolors or wood burning or a little bit of a little bit of everything in there, which is always, it's fun. It's a highly attended event. People really enjoy it in that region. The following day, we have what is it called? Migrating Monarchs. That's going to take place at Trailside Nature Museum in the River Forest area.
Well, I hope they got some monarchs because there have been none around my house.
I know. Well, this weather, too. Who knows? Mm. Who knows? Well, either way, even if they don't have the monarchs, they're celebrating them.
Yeah, you're celebrating the monarchs.
Yeah, exactly. So, they'll have some music. They'll have some, probably some migration games kind of understanding how the monarchs get from A to B and back to A, working their way through understanding the life cycle. But the food, the games will have a few different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's taking place at Trailside Museum up in River Forest.
Okay. What else we got kicking?
What else do we have going on? What else? I'm looking there. For those interested, who don't want to get outside, maybe they want to stay inside just because it's easier, they enjoy it more, you can do the conservation at home. They're going to have an herbal tea party. So you can actually go online and register for that one if you're interested in doing that. You can kind of learn a little bit about gardening and how to repurpose and use some of the natural elements in there to infuse into your tea.
Why do I want to break into a Cheech and Chong bit?
I'm too young for that, Chong. I don't know what Cheech and Chong is.
Oh, too young? Oh, God, he's too young.
No,
I'm going to die here, you know.
I know a little bit of it.
Yeah, you know a little bit about it. Okay. this is one of the cool things is just because it's fall and the kids are in school, you know, if you got little kids and stuff, there's stuff to do in the forest preserves during the week. Weekends are jam full of adult and young kid, middle kid, and older kids for stuff to do. And that's why we go through this at the beginning of the month, just so you can get an idea of some of the things to do.
Absolutely. And that it's a nice segue into the end of the month. Mm-hmm. So every year we celebrate National Public Lands Day within the 50 states here that we call America, and we offer a party for the preserves in various locations throughout Cook County.
Mm-hmm.
So starting in sunrise, ending at sunset, we can either be at, let's say Camp Dan Beard, or not Dan Beard, excuse me, Bullfrog for a celebration to mark Public Lands Day. We could be at Caldwell Woods at 12 o'clock. To participate and experience an indigenous community powwow.
You
can do some restoration work at a nature center. There's a lot to offer for everybody in various spots on that day specifically. So it's now the beginning of the month. It gives you plenty of time to plan your day to make sure that you can visit one or both places or all places.
That's on National Public Lands Day, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's going to be on the 28th, Saturday the 28th. Again, different parts. Even if you want to go for a bike ride, Divvy's even partnering up with the folks down in the southeast region of the county over at Bovian Woods. And they're going to do a bike ride over there.
Mm-hmm.
People can come borrow the bikes for free and experience all the ecological restoration work that's been going on down there.
Even the
new boat launch.
They used to be called National Hunting and Fishing Days, which I still think it's called that also. But the 28th, the last Saturday of the month. So that's kind of a cool thing. Hey, get our feet moving a little bit. You did not mention this to me, but on that same Saturday at the end of the month, there's a party for the preserves at Thatcher Woods. Salsa dance. Hey, music. Salsa dance instructions. Food trucks. Bilingual hikes. Yoga. Man, I'm ready for this. Yeah, a little step in there, you know.
I want to see those salsa feet that you have, my friend. You don't want to see mine.
Okay.
My wife says they have two left feet. And again, it kind of making sure that we reach out to all communities to have bilingual walks, which is something we do readily in different parts. You know, you'll see that during Hispanic Heritage Month, which starts in mid-September and goes through mid-October. You'll see story trails. We'll try to cater to everybody to really invite all folks into the natural elements and the surroundings, even if it's not next door. What's your tagline? There isn't a nature center more than 20 minutes away from wherever you are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the idea. Come to the preserves in a few different spots and, embrace it all. So, yeah.
Yeah. The, once again, this is also at the end of the month. You got a thing called the History of the Lagoons, and this is about that whole Skokie Lagoon. Sometimes you don't know what's in your front door or your back door, people, but Skokie Lagoons was all built by the old Civilian Conservation Corps back in the old days, you know? We're talking in the 20s and late 20s and 30s when there was no work and the government put people to work. And if you look at it, especially if you're in your canoe or kayak and you're going through these different lagoons, you can see the beauty and the rock structures they made along the shoreline and the trees. It's just a magnificent little place that I don't think a lot of people realize it's right in their own front yard.
100%. 100%. And the county's working on new, I'm not going to call it headstones because that's morbid, but markers that will identify the CCC projects within the greater Cook County area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the sites that will have the marker, you know, places like Deer Grove and a few others that will have these. And I think that's going to showcase, again, kind of the work involved with it. So the history of the lagoons, as you kind of mentioned, it has that notion. I think there's a kingfisher rookery on the South Island. And then last time I was up there, I'm pretty sure there's still a bald eagle's nest in the North Island. So just quite a bit to do. And then just, you know, scamper up north just a half mile further and go over the Botanic Garden. Mm-hmm. Really pretty area.
Oh, yeah.
What's the other one? Oh, that's the one I wanted to talk about. So, obviously, with the forest preserves, we'd like to reuse, repurpose everything. So, on the 13th, which is a Friday, from 4 to 7, at Cummings Square, which is our newly renovated headquarters site, they're going to offer the annual fair at the square. This is a reuse carnival where they've made games and activities by repurposing different pieces and different, you know, gear. And this is a highly attended event as well. So if you can mosey on out, even if you get out of school a little early and want to take the kids somewhere, it's a whole lot of fun.
What was that called again?
Called it Fair, F-A-I-R-E, because we're clever, at the square.
Fair at the square.
Fair at the square.
That sounds
like
pretty
rhyming
cool.
Alliteration with our title.
No, that's okay. But that sounds like kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, if you have that opportunity, I'd be remiss not to mention on the 14th, the following day, we have Fall Nature Fest. I think last year had like 3,000 people attend. It was really, really well attended each year. Mm-hmm. That's at Labaugh Woods near Foster and Cicero on the far north side. We have Archaeology Day down on the southeast side at Sand Ridge. I mean, I was serious when I said September and October tend to be large events. Mm-hmm. And big celebrations, just because the weather has broke a little bit. So,
oh yeah, especially you know that Archaeology Day thing at Sand Ridge Nature Center, which is in South Holland. Everybody, if you got a kid that's into dinosaurs, fossils, all that other you know stuff like that, you need to take them down to this thing. It starts at like 10 in the morning on Saturday, but the cool thing is that they're going to have, you know, archaeology displays, a mock dig where maybe kids can get their hands in some sand and dirt and look for something in it, and just lots of neat stuff, you know?
Well, absolutely. And speaking of archaeology, you look at the past times, we have Rendezvous mm-hmm. on the 15th. That's a big, big one along the Des Plaines, which I don't know if you knew this. I, as honed in as I am on everything forest preserve, sometimes I miss things, shocker.
Yeah.
And they had a big ribbon cutting ceremony to mark the trail expansion and the renovation done, what is it, from Lawrence Avenue to Tui along the Des Plaines.
Yeah.
So if you want to go do the Rendezvous and be part of that and see what it was like in the olden days, as you mentioned earlier, you can always take part in the new things and the modernization of the trail system so everybody can access it.
Yeah, a lot of people are in period dress and, you know, they're from voyagers to trappers to military, you know, things. They shoot off cannons sometimes if somebody has one. They have food down there. They have music. They have stuff you can buy. There's all kinds of neat stuff there and things like that. Hey, Tim, if somebody wants to get more information about the Forest Preserve District of Cook County and all the events, how do I do it? Because we'd have to do an hour show just on you.
Nobody wants to do an hour on me, trust me.
Okay.
But no, you can. The easiest way is probably go to your phone or go to your laptop and type in fpdcc.com and click on the events page. Otherwise, stop by one of the nature centers. The fall guides are now out. Or come to one of the events at the remote sites in varying locations that are not nature centers.
Cool. Well, Tim, once again, thank you for coming on and talking to us about what's happening in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County in the month of September.
As always.
All right. Take it easy, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. On September 15th, SCI is having their annual membership appreciation picnic that is open to members and potential members, that's you, to enjoy and learn about SCI, a leading conservation organization with their mission that protects our freedom to hunt and to promote wildlife conservation worldwide. It's located at 724 South Plum Grove Road in Palatine, Illinois. Once again, they are inviting all of their members as well as encouraging non-members to come out and see what they're all about. So bring the family. Tickets are on sale for $10 each and can be bought at sciillinois.com or call 224-636-3750. Kids 10 and under, guess what? They're free. There will be raffles for everyone and the kids and much, much more. Fun starts at 1 p.m. Food served at 2, all over by 4 p.m. Once again, 724 South Plum Grove Road in Palatine, Illinois. Remember to call 224-636-3750. Reserve your spot. No walk-ins, but I'll be there. So come on out and let's have fun. The 2025s are rolling in at Waterworks Marine, all powered by a Mercury outboard, with new models of Lund boats, Low boats, and pontoon boats for the group and family. They're all powered by a Mercury outboard. You can't say no to Waterworks Marine. Don't wait another year to get out on the water for fishing and fun with that new boat from Waterworks Marine, all powered by that Mercury outboard, that are both made for fun in the sun. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com for that fun certified boat and tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" The Northeast Illinois Council of Scouting America is pleased to announce that they are having their Sporting Clays Classic on October 10th at the Northbrook Sports Club, 160 Sports Club Drive, Hainesville, Illinois. You can sharpen your eye for hunting season or just improve your score for the trap range later on. Check-in is at 8:30 in the morning, breakfast 9:15 with lunch and awards at 12:45. This adult-only event supports over 4,600 young individuals and 3,000 adults, ensuring that they can partake in the BSA programs regardless of any financial difficulties they have. Remember, every time you hit or miss a clay in the sky, you're saying, "I support the scouting program in Northeast Illinois." For more information, call Natalie at 847-748-9174 or go to neic.org and type "Sporting Clays" in the search box. I'll be there, so let's get as many listeners of Chauncey's Great Outdoors to come out and sign up. Pull! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
I like a catfish in the river, like a flounder in the sea. When the rancher comes along, she always makes a fool of me. I go a hook, line, sinker. Hook, line.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Sinker, that's the way I go for you. Now, there was a little fishy swimming in the brook. Now, he was doing fine until he grabbed me of a hook. He went a hook, line, and sinker. Hook, line, and sinker.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yeah, like, what can I tell you? I mean, this is the time of the year you could go fishing, hunting, mushroom picking, apple picking, leaf picking, and all kinds of stuff. But I get really excited because it's also the beginning of dove season. And on the phone with me right now, we've got Don Call, who is the Ag and Grassland Wildlife Program Manager. Once again, one of the longest titles I've seen in a position. And he is responsible for, besides the grasslands and stuff, but the doves, pheasants, quail, cool stuff. Okay? But we're going to talk to him about doves this morning. Don, thanks so much for coming on the show to talk to us about the doves.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Chauncey.
Now, doves, well, we have two doves in Illinois now, right?
We have our native mourning dove, and then we also have the Eurasian collared dove. That's a non-native invasive species of dove that is growing in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the United States, but has really been making its way from south northward.
Mm-hmm.
And, they are established here.
And they taste good.
Yeah, I mean, they're honestly, they taste no different than a mourning dove. They're mm-hmm. actually a little bit bigger bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's an extra mouthful. What the heck? Hey, but, and we've got these two doves, but the doves, yes, there are resident doves, because you see them around the bird feeder, your backyard, but there is a massive migration in the fall, isn't there, from north to south?
Yeah, dove are a migratory species, and so they have breeding populations throughout most of the United States. Further north you get, fewer you get. This time of year, a lot of the dove are preparing to move their way south, that can be problematic at times for the beginning of dove season. If we get a little early cool front,
mm-hmm.
we can have some exodus of dove. We also have birds further north in northern states that make their way through Illinois. So we have a little bit of time where our birds leave, but we also get an influx of birds from further north moving into the area
mm-hmm.
as well.
And, you know, we've talked in the past, not you and I, but we've talked about teal and how teal are very difficult to hit because they kind of zip like an F-18 through the, you know, through the air in front of your blind. Dove hunting is equally, because those guys, I don't know what, but they can spin, stop, move, go up, go down, go left, go right, where a teal is just like going Mach 9 right through, okay?
Yeah.
The doves are doing this. They should be in the air circus someplace, you know?
Yeah, between, you know, the two of the birds that I oversee in my program, both quail and dove tend to be some of the harder birds to harvest. So they're definitely a challenge for sportsmen and women, but there's a lot of folks that enjoy the challenge and enjoy pursuing them, and we're happy about that.
Yeah, and if you're going to go dove hunting, you better have boxes, not a box, boxes of shells, because you're going to need them.
Yes.
Now, the one thing is, I see, and I mean, you please correct me, doves are very prolific. It seems like they have a couple of hatches, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They have very long hatch nesting periods further south to go in the United States, you know, when it warms up and they have a longer growing season. They're even more prolific breeders in those areas. But it's nothing for a pair of doves to have a couple different hatches throughout a nesting year.
Mm-hmm. Now, in Illinois, what's our daily harvest rate on either, you know, I'm just going to say doves. We're talking about either one. But what's our daily harvest rate on the doves?
So our daily harvest is 15. So we have a daily limit of 15 birds and then a possession limit of 45.
Mm-hmm.
But you did mention, I'll correct you on one thing, Eurasian collar dove, being a non-native invasive species, actually we've made some changes to regulations that they're not protected. So there's no limit on Eurasian collar dove. And so if you're able to pursue dove and come across Eurasian collar dove, they are fair game. The only stipulation is a hunter is not allowed to stay in the field once they've gotten a limit of mourning dove. They're not allowed to stay in the field to continue pursuing Eurasian collar dove. And one, that's just to reduce unwanted hunting pressure just pressure on our native mourning dove. But then also, it also helps protect our hunters from making a mistake and harvesting any mourning dove over their daily bag limit as well.
Well, that was my next question. It's like, you know, the thing that's flying, like, you know, up, down, left, right, doing cartwheels and everything else, how do you distinguish them in the air from the two?
Yeah, it takes a little bit of practice. Once you get the nuance of the differences in the species, you can readily tell the difference within shotgun range, but it takes a little bit of time and practice to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the folks making mistakes out there and over harvesting our mourning dove. So
right, exactly. Yeah, because I mean, everybody loves to listen to a mourning dove coo. I mean, it's just one of the neatest sounds, you know.
Yeah,
it's just a really cool thing to do that. And you know, I'll get a few in my backyard, you know, working over my bird feeder all the time. And I had one nesting a couple years ago in my backyard. And it was kind of neat to just, you know, I left it alone, took a little peek here and there, you know. And it was so funny. It would look at me. I mean, it wasn't a hidden nest. It was on top of a shed, a tool shed.
Yeah, and as prolific of a nester and breeder as doves are and can be, their nesting strategy is a little bit off the wall. I mean, they nest on the ground. They nest in trees. They nest essentially anywhere they feel comfortable. They'll nest in your gutters from your roof. They'll nest in a flower pot. Also, their nest itself is not very well constructed. If you've ever seen a dove nest, it just looks like a pile of sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't spend a lot of time and effort making that nest, but they are prolific species. And there's you know, as far as game birds are concerned, they're the most numerous in North America. And so, with that said, we are starting to see, you know, nationally, kind of a reduction in our dove population, and it's a downward trend that's been occurring for the last handful of years, and it's a bit concerning because we've always looked at dove as this species that's they're numerous, it's one of those species where, as wildlife managers, we always kind of felt like it was one we didn't really have to worry as much about, and that's not the case anymore. And there's declining trends are becoming a little bit of a concern for wildlife managers.
Is there a wild, I mean, I know it's not an exact science, but is there a wild guess number of how many doves we may have in Illinois?
Oh, I wish I could tell you that off the top of my head. I can't. You know, we're talking about a species that's counted by, you know, tens of millions in their range. And so as far as what's in Illinois, that's a tough question to answer. They are numerous.
How far will they migrate?
Yeah, so dove, they migrate great distances. You know, their breeding range is throughout all of the United States. Not, I shouldn't say all of it, all the contiguous, most of the contiguous states in the United States. But they travel through Mexico, and even birds on the southern range even travel below the equator to the southern hemisphere into South America.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. That goes into the gee whiz factor. That's pretty cool. I knew that. Wow. They could go that far south, huh?
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's truly amazing. Now, once again, you know, our population is good. Yes, it's starting to get a little shaky, but it's a good population. If we do proper management, proper hunting ethics, proper everything else, we can keep it. And possibly, hopefully, increase. What would be the best thing to increase it? And I don't want to say habitat, even though that's probably it, but what kind of habitat do they need?
Yeah, so, Dove, the other thing that is kind of concerning, or it's tough to really put our fingers on what is leading to the decline, because they use such a diversity of habitat and habitat types. They're a very mobile species, that migrating species, that if they don't have what they need in one particular area, it's not much for them to move on and find another area to live or nest. A couple things that they very much benefit from. They're predominantly a seed eater, and so they eat very few insects. They eat seeds. And so they're looking for areas where they can forage for small seeds from flowering plants, you know, grains as well. So they like a lot of bare soil whenever they're feeding. They like a little some rocky areas. You'll see them along the roadside a lot because they're picking through the gravel. And they do that to add gravel to their crops grinding up their food, like a lot of birds. But these birds really do like a lot of bare ground and rough ground where they can forage for seed.
Yeah. And if you're interested in feeding doves as they're running around your neighborhood, you really don't, they won't go to a feeder so much, but they like to feed what's called a platform. It's you make yourself a flat area a couple inches off the ground, with a piece of plywood and four corner 2x4s, and just, you know, 4 or 5 inches off the ground, and put your seeds on that, and that will make them happy, right?
Yeah, between that and then they like to reap the benefits of having some of the other birds do the work for them. So they will actually sit below a feeder, and the birds at the feeder aren't always the most efficient picking out seed. They drop a lot of seed, and so your dove as well will kind of fill that niche where they like to. They like to sit under the feeder and pick up seed from the waste of what other birds drop.
Cool. Well, if you're going to hunt doves in Illinois or any state that's listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors east of the Mississippi River, highly recommend that you go to a trap range and do a little bit of left to right, improve your shooting. And also, do you need steel shot to hunt doves in Illinois?
Well, so on some of our state sites, it is required. I encourage anybody who is hunting in Illinois to visit our huntillinois.org website. That's a place where you can find information on our regulations, license, and stamp requirements, as well as you can find a lot of public site hunting info. And so we do have some of our state sites, especially sites that have where dove hunting is close to wetlands, where we do require non-toxic shot being used, but not necessarily all sites.
Well, you know, everyone, we're talking with Don Call. He's the Ag and Grassland Wildlife Program Manager for the state of Illinois. And would you mind, like, when we get a little bit closer to wabbit, pheasant, and... I'm missing one. Rabbit, pheasant, and...
And quail.
Quail, yes, and quail. Would you come back on and talk to us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. We've got some exciting trends with our pheasant quail numbers this summer, and I'd love to come back and talk a little bit about them as the season...
Sounds good to me. Don, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. The 2025s are rolling in at Waterworks Marine, all powered by a Mercury outboard, with new models of Lund boats, Low boats, and pontoon boats for the group and family. They're all powered by a Mercury outboard. You can't say no to Waterworks Marine. Don't wait another year to get out on the water for fishing and fun with that new boat from Waterworks Marine, all powered by that Mercury outboard, that are both made for fun in the sun. Call Waterworks at 708-798-9700 or go online to waterworks.com for that fun, certified boat and tell them Chauncey sent you. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. The Northeast Illinois Council of Scouting America is pleased to announce that they are having their Sporting Clays Classic on October 10th at the Northbrook Sports Club, 160 Sports Club Drive, Hainesville, Illinois. You can sharpen your eye for hunting season or just improve your score for the trap range later on. Check-in is at 8:30 in the morning, breakfast 9:15 with lunch and awards at 12:45. This adult-only event supports over 4,600 young individuals and 3,000 adults, ensuring that they can partake in the BSA programs regardless of any financial difficulties they have. Remember, every time you hit or miss a clay in the sky, you're saying, I support the scouting program in Northeast Illinois. For more information, call Natalie at 847-748-9174 or go to neic.org and type Sporting Clays in the search box. I'll be there, so let's get as many listeners of Chauncey's Great Outdoors to come out and sign up.
Pull!
Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today. On September 15th, SCI is having their annual membership appreciation picnic that is open to members and potential members, that's you, to enjoy and learn about SCI, a leading conservation organization with their mission that protects our freedom to hunt and to promote wildlife conservation worldwide. It's located at 724 South Plum Grove Road in Palatine, Illinois. Once again, they are inviting all of their members as well as encouraging non-members to come out and see what they're all about. So bring the family. Tickets are on sale for $10 each and can be bought at sciillinois.com or call 224-636-3750. 3750. Kids 10 and under, guess what? They're free. There will be raffles for everyone and the kids and much, much more. Fun starts at 1 p.m., food served at 2, all over by 4 p.m. Once again, 724 South Plum Grove Road in Palatine, Illinois. Remember to call 224-636-3750. Reserve your spot, no walk-ins, but I'll be there, so come on out and let's have fun. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. He's a little cousin to the big boss bass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're fired up, ready to go on with the day, and get out and enjoy some of this great weather we're going to have for a couple of days. It looks like a little bit of rain sometime here and there, one or two spots, but nothing major is coming in. But definitely the hawk is blowing from the north. It's cold baby out there. Cold bunnies out in the woods, as I used to say to my kids. But it's looking pretty interesting out there. But let's talk about fishing report. Of course, we have to do the Aiden Fishing Report, which is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. When you call them, it's important you ask for the Chauncey price. What's the Chauncey price on this boat, okay? You'll get a little extra for you there. Okay, Aiden says, Papa, the family and I went to Grand Haven. We may be putting the boat away very soon because for the winter because of the weekend hockey for me and Sis has soccer. So we may, and it's getting colder. So we may be putting the boat away this week. I'm not sure. We did pretty good on salmon, but they are getting dark now in 60 feet of water. Glow spoons at dawn were the best. Guys are using meat rigs, but Mom said not on her boat because they stink. I guess we know who the captain is. Oh, Aiden, you're going to get me in trouble. Once again, everyone, I read this when you hear it, so I don't know what's coming. And then he writes, ha, 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 ha. After he writes, I guess we know the captain is. People on the pier were catching coho salmon along with a few Chinook salmon on alewives and casting glow spoons. They were waving to us, and some guys knew that I was giving reports on your show, and they told me to tell you hello. Okay, thanks, Aiden. Me and my buddies went to the Rogue River with the guys after school and caught a couple of smallmouth and nice catfish. We couldn't take them home because we had nothing to put them in because we were on our bikes. That's all for now. See you soon. You're a pro angler and hockey star in making, Aiden. We know who the captain is. I'm going to hear from that one, Aiden. Thank you. But once again, the fishing report is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. You know, this north wind is going to really churn up the southern basin of the lake. When the lake settles down, it's got to settle down, okay? We're going to start seeing a lot more salmon in the shoreline area of Indiana and Illinois. I really believe that. It's going to get better. Even at night, some of the people that are fishing night and early morning, we're talking 4 a.m.-ish to 5-ish, that are going downtown, shore fishermen, they're using glow-in-the-dark spoons and picking up some fish in and outside the harbors. But remember, you better have a long-handle landing net. Because if you think you could horse a 10 or 12 or 20-pound salmon, and that sound you hear that's called bing, that's your line breaking. Okay? Once again, the streams in northwest Indiana, they're getting a few fish in them, but it's going to get better, and I really believe that. So that action is only going to get better and better and better for a couple of weeks. As right now, you don't need to get up at the crack of dawn to fish the Cook County Forest Preserves. That early morning action when it was so hot, it's now midday to early to late afternoon, later in the morning. You can get out and have a lot better time throughout the day, so you don't need to set the alarm clock for, you know, dawn. All right? But work the outside weed lines with a variety of baits, and always try a live minnow under a bobber. You can't go wrong with that. Fish the edges of the weeds. Let the minnow swim in and out of the weeds, and just don't Don't let the rod sit there. You better prop it up on something or hold on to it because you may lose it to the bottom of the lake. Gills have been really good on a lot of different ponds and lakes in the Forest Preserve. Catfish and bullhead are also on a real wide variety of baits. Up on the Channel Lakes, bass are tough. Bass are tough to get right now. They should be getting better. But, you know, once again, early morning's going to be your best shot. As it cools, look for that action to improve. But cats are good. Bluegills are good. Hitting small baits, plastic jigs. Muskie should go bonkers in about 2 weeks. That's my go on this one. Live bait or some big surface baits, fish slowly. You should get good action there. On Delavan Lake, fishing is still doing well. My buddy Dave Dewey sent me a note. He said, Chauncey, I'm still doing really well. Bluegills still in deeper water. When it cools off, they're going to move to shallower. So you're looking 12, 13, 14 feet of water. Best location has been off the main lake points and off buoy lines on the west end of the lake. Walleye are spotty. Northern pike are slow, he said, but on the Fox River, another reporter said to me, rain would be a good thing for us. We need rain. It is not happening, Chauncey. The rain would only help. If you're fishing the Fox, look for the deeper holds. If it's a weed cover deeper holds, fish a surface bait right over the tops of those weeds. A weedless one should get you either a catfish or a smallmouth bass in those locations. That is a good thing to try this time of the year. Lake Geneva, you know, everybody, my buddy Dave Dewey also sent me a note saying that the panfish were in 15 to 19 feet of water, 6 inches to a foot off the bottom. That's how far you got to work with them. And to find them, walleye fishing remain is pretty positive, but it's all at night. And you're in 15 to 20 feet. You're not on the bottom. You're about halfway up. So you're really in about the 8 to 12 foot of water area for those walleye, but it's all at dark. Make sure you have your lights on your boat. That's an important thing. My buddy Daryl, that's my other brother Daryl, he had fun bass fishing for largemouth and smallmouth up on Green Lake. Bluegill bite is in the morning good, but right now we were getting bigger bluegills later in the afternoon by the weed beds, which surprised me because I thought it would have taken them a little longer. I don't lake trout fish, he said, but the guys I know who do said they're doing quite well for them, and that's a good sign. Kankakee River, the smallmouth and largemouth bass, pretty much smallmouth bass, so you can't catch a few small largemouth in there too. Night crawlers and any kind of live bait, insects and stuff like that, because that's what they're picking up on. And work those areas, and next week, if it cools down, it should kick in really, really well. But the smallies, you better be there at the crack of dawn. Northern Wisconsin, we're seeing walleye action for crawlers and minnows. Pretty good. We're also looking for largemouth bass in the good to very good locations up in northern Wisconsin. Pike, yeah, baby, very good. Muskie, good, but you know how to work it. And, oh, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show, and I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from my friend Apensui Majowat. Give me knowledge so I can have kindness for all. Give me knowledge so I can have kindness for all. Very true. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We'll see you next week, everybody.